Dreamscape presents The Singing Bone by Beth Hahn. Narrated by Hilary Huber. Sing with me if you want, or not, my ferryman's song, my siren's song. Sing for the dead lilacs. Deborah Diggs, Lilacs, 1999. One. Hans, August 1999. The package lies on the kitchen table. Hans Loomis keeps his back to it, preferring instead to linger at the window, absorbing the final heavy days of summer, those long evenings when the nature of time shifts into something dreamlike, suspended. He thinks about taking a walk in the park before opening the package. It isn't too hot for a walk, and he likes the smell of the cut grass on the great lawn. It's his habit to walk around the reservoir each evening, weather permitting. Instead, he takes a wine glass from the cupboard and pours himself the cold Pinot Grigio a guest brought the night before. The dinner party was a kind of celebration. He was beginning a new project. The package was in his study then, and the whole night he thought of it there, sitting at the center of his desk beneath the spotlight of a gooseneck lamp, just as it is now sitting at the center of the kitchen table. If he goes for a walk, the package will haunt him. He will not enjoy the walk, just as he did not entirely enjoy the dinner party. He thought he would open the package after his guests left, but he didn't. Hans turns away from the window and faces the package. It is wrapped with clear tape, wound over and over again, creating a thick plastic shield. There are drawings on the yellow envelope done in black marker. The drawings are of snakes, of birds, of skulls and flowers. They betray a tattooist's skill in graphics. He takes a pair of scissors from a drawer and sits at the table, setting his sweating glass down on a square of linen napkin. He folds his hands and clears his throat as if about to speak. The package feels hostile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?